We're having a good time. I feel like I'm playing everything about half the speed it's supposed to be.
Now there's another joke.
I've had a week. I've got two new puppies, and they're not really puppies anymore. They're like 3 months and 5 months old. But,
names?
Miska and Luna. And one of them is from St. Louis, a rescue in St. Louis, and one of them is, well, it was kind of like a rescue, but it was kind of also encouraging someone not to fix their dog. A friend of a friend had a friend who had a husky and a malamute, and they had puppies together, and I was like, I want one of these puppies, but I don't want y'all to have any more after this. I'm very militant about spaying and neutering, so. Only dogs and cats, not people. I'm not, that's like old school, y'all. Jeff getting a kick out of that. I want to thank TLC for all their work, because there are a lot of stray animals in this county, and they really help. And I usually don't even have to go rescue one, they just wander up to the house. I wanted a specific kind, so now I feel like I gotta adopt some that are three-legged and one-eyed or something. Because I got such beautiful puppies from, y'all don't ever need to buy a breed, because you can just go online and find anything. So you can put in like all your needs in Petfinder. Just like, I want this part of this, and I want this to happen, and this, and wait long enough and that dog will show up. And that's what I did. Next time, though, y'all just dump one in my driveway like people usually do, and I'll take that in.
They
don't even make it all the way to TLC. They just come to my house.
All right, what were you playing
for? How many do you have?
I have six right now. Counting my friend Dawn's, I think Dawn's here. You count hers, too. That makes eight. So Dawn's got two, and I've got six, so we got eight on the property. And five cats, because we just lost one of our best cats.
Aww.
He died in his sleep. That's the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Right? He was sunning himself all day long,
aww,
and then he laid down and see you later. But so anyway, we had lost one of our dogs too, and a 16-year-old Malamute mix that came from the neighborhood, and but we had to get two to replace her because she was so good. My life partner understood that reasoning completely. And my child did too. Where is she? I mean, yeah, she's here. Okay, well, she said to me the night we had to put my Gracie to sleep, she said, you know what we need to do, Bob? We need to get another dog so we still have five. And I said, maybe we should get two. And she said, yeah, then we'll have six. That's good. A child after my own heart. Okay, all right, this is, has nothing to do with stray animals. But there's a bit of activism on this one as well.
Yeah. I remember this right now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
skin was, where his face ain't alive. He was a traveling man, and he loved everybody he came across. He knew we all come from that same cradle, the one down in Africa, the cradle of all humankind. Jesus, he knew all about migration. He knew what it meant to walk a mile in someone else's shoes. He saw the world's brutality, and he aimed to be a healer, break the shackles of oppression, just like River Petra Minshew, just like Harriet Tubman.